The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. And after they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Thinking he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Students, what does our Blessed Mother ask of her son? Now, where are our 12-year-olds? Raise your hand if you're 12 years old. Okay, so Jesus was the age of these students, right? Our Blessed Mother Mary comes to him with St. Joseph. He's been gone for 3 days. And Our Lady says to him, "Son, why have you done this to us?" Students, why do you think our Lord did that to them? Alfonso? Because he was preaching to the other adults. He was starting to reveal himself. He was showing his wisdom. Laura? Because the temple was his father's house. And he was trying to do the will of his father. So our Blessed Mother Mary comes and she says, "Son, why have you done this to us?" Now let me ask you a question. Do you think Jesus could have been a naughty boy? Do you think he could have done something bad? Could Jesus have been disrespectful to Mary and Joseph? No, it never, it's totally impossible. Jesus is God, he's the Son of God. He can only be perfectly obedient to Joseph and Mary. You know, what is the fourth commandment? What's the fourth commandment, Ethan? Honor your father and your mother. So Jesus, who fills the commandment perfectly, he honored Mary and Joseph like no little boy or girl ever has. So Jesus, perfectly obedient and respectful to his parents, and his mother says, "Son, why have you done this to us?" Students, how many days was Jesus apart from Mary and Joseph? Caroline? For 3 days. Students, when would Jesus be apart from Mary for 3 days on another occasion? Toby, I was taking a risk by calling on you. Toby, that is right. When our Lord died on the cross, on Friday, Saturday, and he rose on Sunday, he was apart from Mary for 3 days. So what was he doing on this occasion? Out of great love for his mom, he was preparing her for the time when he would die and rise from the dead. So in that moment, she could say to herself, I have been through this before. My son was apart from me once before for 3 days, and he was restored to me. Okay, so that's our Blessed Mother Mary. What about Saint Joseph? Son, why have you done this to me? Students, I believe that this moment was one of the most heart-piercingly painful moments for Joseph, and at the same time, a moment of greatest joy as a father. Why would this moment have been so painful for Joseph? Because Jesus says, Mary refers to Joseph as his father. She says, your father and I have been looking for you. And who does Jesus refer to as his father? He says, didn't you know I would be in my father's house? In that moment, Joseph probably suffered a great spiritual death. To hear Jesus refer to someone as his father other than himself. And yet it was probably a moment of greatest joy, because what is the role of the father of a family? It is to lead their family to do the will of God. And what was Jesus doing? The will of the Father in heaven. Joseph was probably so proud of his son in that moment. Jesus, you're doing the right thing. You're not seeking my will or your mom's will. You're seeking God's will in your life. I am so proud of you. So students, let's do something today. Let's make two intentions to our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray for our dads, our fathers, that they can lead your families to do the will of God in every respect for your family. And let's pray that we might seek the will of God above all things in our own lives.